I'm Joy Robertson, and this is Inside the Food Channel.
All right, I'm back with Stuart Langer of Major Brands. And back in the spring, we talked about transitioning wine from spring to summer, which was a really good conversation. And here we are. Once again, the changing of the seasons, they've kind of already changed, but we are getting into the holiday season. So, Stuart, let's talk about some great wines to take as a hostess gift or to serve at home for the holidays. What's your favorites this time around?
Well, I think you can't ever go wrong with a bubbly. I always think bubbly wines. So whether it's a sparkling wine from California, like a Gloria Ferrer or maybe a Schramsberg or a Cava, we can do one of my favorites is going to be the Segura Viedos Herdot. I showed you the bottle before. It's got a pewter bottom on it and a little cross on it. Great hostess gift. And it's not just a bottle. The wine is excellent, too. It's around $20-$22.
I mean, yeah, the wine is excellent, and the bottle alone made me think this is going to be a super pricey bubbly, but not at all. I was amazed to hear that. It is delicious.
Yeah, absolutely. And I like them because they're going to go with almost anything that's going to be served. If I'm doing a white wine, I usually go Chardonnay. I think that kind of fits the general palate, and foods are heavier this time of year. Mm-hmm. So you want a heavier wine for a white. If I'm doing one red, I'm going to walk in with a Pinot Noir because I find Pinot Noir is going to pair with almost anything because you're not going to really do like a heavy steak this time of year. So I think it's going to pair with most of your food. I might go a Cabernet because mm-hmm. Cabernets are so popular. But don't be afraid of a blend because blends kind of fit the mold for a lot of things. Whether it's like the Prisoner Red blend out there is a very good choice made by Orrin Swift. Another one that's really popular right now is called Cocobon. It's very reasonable, but it's going to be very, it's a great, what I call a cocktail wine mm-hmm. because we can just sit around and drink it. I don't have to have food. So I always talk about food pairings, but there's a lot of people that like to just walk around at a party or, you know, they've got a bunch of people and they want to drink a glass of red wine. And I think that's a really good choice. A red blend kind of fits that mold.
What would you pick if you were going to go out right now and have a couple or two over for like a tasting? If you wanted to show off two or three different things, what would you bring home? I sprung this one on you, didn't I? That would be fun, though. I mean, it's kind of fun to just say, you know, we're going to have a little, we'll grab some cheeses and whatnot to go with it. But let's just try some different things that you might not have tried before. Anything you can think of off the top of your head?
Well, I always tend towards European wines, and that's going to be my personal preference. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to grab a Spanish red would be definitely one of my choices, whether it's a Rioja, you know, and focusing on a Tempranillo, or maybe, you know, one from Priorat, it's going to be more Grenache-based or a bigger, bolder red. That's always going to be a good choice. I love Cote de Rhones, especially in the whites. So if I was going to really go geek out and go wine on it, then I'm going to grab a Cote de Rhone white. They're going to be Grenache Blanc based a lot of times, and they're going to be really creamy whites, and they've got a ton of texture. So they're going to go very well with something like a Brie as an example. Mm-hmm. I like Rieslings a lot. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, I might do like a sweeter Riesling, like mm-hmm. a Spätlese, mm-hmm. but I would actually pair that with like a blue cheese. Mm. And so that saltiness, that mm-hmm. texture with it is going to go very well with something sweeter. Also, the Riesling is going to be great with hotter food. So if somebody's doing like a stir fry or something that's got a little mm-hmm. warmth to it, mm-hmm. I like a Riesling with that also.
How do you feel about ice wine? That would be something fun to share.
Oh, yeah. I love ice wines. There's a common misconception because a lot of people think that ice wine is like an American thing or a Canadian mm-hmm. thing, you know, because they're so popular. That actually originated in Germany. It's an amazing process because they leave the grapes on the vine until they freeze. There's a ton of waste, and that's why they're so expensive because the grapes are going to rot on there, and they're really hand-picking. So they'll take that cluster, and they'll pick out just a berry here, a berry there, and a lot of it gets thrown away. But it makes this highly concentrated dessert wine because the grapes have frozen on there, and so it's just really focused. But a good ice wine will have good strong acidity on the back of it, and it will balance out that wine.
There's a liqueur you introduced me to called Sorrel that struck me as tasting like a liquid version of my Aunt Polly's mincemeat pie. Heavy duty on the spices and the cloves, and you served it to me cold, straight up. But And believe me, if you haven't tried Sorrel, I would recommend you try it. This comes out of Brooklyn?
Yeah, it's. We'll have to give a shout out to Jack from Brooklyn. Look up that on, just Google Jack from Brooklyn, and you'll find it. It's actually based on a Caribbean drink called Sorrel, but we like the uptick on it, so we're thinking it's called Sorrel. It's got a positive influence, right? And it's hibiscus, nutmeg, and clove. Mm-hmm. We can serve it three ways, really, is the way I focus on it this time of year. I'm going to serve it, you know, cooler. Don't serve it refrigerator cold. It will actually start to chunk up on you. So just cooler. Let's say cool, 50 degrees. We can serve it warm. We can put it in a crock pot, and the whole house will smell like it. And it's just beautiful. It's Christmas in a glass.
Yeah.
There's no other way to describe it. You have to smell it. It smells like Christmas. The third way is to take like that cava or a Prosecco, put about an ounce of it in that glass with it, and you're going to make a wonderful, wonderful holiday cocktail for when your party people are coming over.
Yeah, it's like a cinnamon, clove, nutmeg version of champagne. I mean, what's not to love about that? All right, so now you've got me thirsty for the holidays. There's so many things to pick from, but you've given us some great alternatives. Stuart Langer from Major Brands, thank you so much. Happy holidays.
Happy holidays. Great to talk to you.